Hi there, Rabbi Sai, good evening. Yeah, let's go to Simcha. Simcha, can I bring it around to you a bit later tonight? Oh, I'll speak to you later. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Hello? Are we ready to start? We're ready, it's 10 o'clock. Let's just make a quick sip on what we said last week. Right. Last shear we spoke about was the shear of the coast. We said it has to have a revius of wine or grape juice. The shear of a coast, the shear revius was either 86 mil or 150. That's what we said. 86 or 150. We said, Rua says that for Friday night kids, one should try and have a coast which holds a revius. I said to you last time, when we measured out, a normal coast, not every coast, but the ones I measured over here were 150, they did have 150. You don't have to drink the whole lot, we'll speak how much you have to drink, but it should hold a revius. So on Friday night, one should try the chatchila to be mapped with a bigger shear. That's the, because it's based on a deraisa. Kish on Friday night is a deraisa. So one should try and have the bigger shear. On Shabbos morning, one can have a smaller coast, a shear of 86 mil. Then we spoke about the different sorts of cups. A cup should be complete, should meet only holes in it, should be chips. That's what ideally should be with the coast of Kiddush. Then we also spoke about you should fill it to the top. Ideally, the chiddush mitzvah is that the kois is full to the top. It's not that half of it's full, even if you've got a big cup of revius, but it's a chiddush that the kois is full to the top. So that's one should try and do that if one can. One should try and fit it to the top. What else did we say? Then we moved on to using the disposable cups. That was also interesting, Shai, the disposable cups. Whether one can use that. So we said some poskim hold there's no problem. Very interesting what the machlokas is. I wrote down actually a bit of a bee of the machlokas here. So we saw various poskim hold different things. We had Rav Henkins, he held really meikah did. There's no problem at all with a disposable cup. He said because it's called a keli. The fact that we throw it away after just our one-time use, or maybe you use it a bit in the meal, is because it's Baruch Hashem so cheap. It's an affluent society. We don't bother about it. But it's not chesaron in the keli. It's a proper keli, but it's just because it's so cheap and it's saving the washing up when you throw it up. And therefore, he held it was no chesaron. It's called a keli, and one's allowed to use it. Others, Rav Moshe wasn't so happy about using these coasters. He held the fact that people throw it away so easily makes it that it's not really called, it's got no chashivas, and therefore one shouldn't use it as a kois. So people asked last time about the silver cup, and by now also they make it more fashionable, the silver coasters. You know what I'm talking about, the silver disposable. You know what I'm talking about, everybody's saying? Yeah. So Lechaira, I was just thinking about it today, Lechaira, according to Moshe, doesn't make a difference. The fact that it's disposable, you throw it away, doesn't make a difference how nice it looks. That was never the shayla of Moshe. Moshe's question was never whether it looks nice. It was fine, it might look nice. The fact that it's disposed of just after a very short term of use, Rav Moshe said that's got a shame keli. It's got no chashivas of a keli. The fact that you coloured it silver and you made it look very nice, I don't think that makes any difference actually according to Rav Moshe. So the people who tie on it's a problem will hold it's a problem as well, even these nicer ones. I don't think there's a miler in that way that the fact they made it look nicer. Okay, the the other thing we spoke about was all types of wine you can use, freshly squeezed grapes, even non-alcoholic, it's all okay. The mice, there's a mile of using alcoholic wine, there's also a mile of non-mavushal, but it's all a mile, but my ikadim, one can use anything. Now, someone asked me last time also about some diluting wine. I must tell you, according to Chazal say a person can make wine in the following way. You take, a litre of water, and you can have to that just under, sorry, you could take, let's say, a litre of grapes, and you put just under 6 litres of water to that. That is called wine still, 1 to 6. That's still got a shame of yayin. more than the six, it was more than six times the amount of that, then it's lost its din of wine. It's hard to know with the wines that we've got nowadays whether one can add even a bit of water to it. I heard once from an Odden Goddle, someone said to me once that he was once actually by this with this Odden Goddle, and he wanted to add some water to, I can't remember if it was grape juice or wine, I can't remember what it was, but he wanted to add some water. And the Odden Goddle said to him that whatever water they could have added already, they've added. They've done as much as possible. They want to make it as much water as they could put in. It's an interesting point, is I don't know, because someone told me the grape juice, for example, that you buy is pure. As long as pure. The grape juice on French, the French grape juice or whatever. What? You think so? Someone told me that the French grape juice is 100% pure grape juice. There's no water added. Yeah, it says 100% pure, but I don't know what that means. Because they call pure when you add water, it's also called pure. Sorry? Yeah. I think it's very hard to know. I say that's why it's true. Nowadays it's very hard to know, but the mice and the posh eights are what a person can do. A person can take wine or grape juice, and then in another container, he can take grapes or raisins, cook it up in a ratio of one to just under six, and that mixture has got a shame of wine. So you can definitely add that to wine or to grape juice that you've got. That is definitely all right, because that you're adding is wine. It doesn't make it worse. It can't make it worse than what it was. So if you start off with, let's say, half a cup of wine, and you add another half of this mixture, which you made, it means you cooked grapes or raisins in water in a ratio of one to just of the solid to the water content, is just under six times that amount. That, according to Chazal, is called wine. So you can add that, if you want, without any problem whatsoever, to your mixture. And that way your zikr will be able to dilute it. That would be a good etzer of what to do. Okay, other than that, so it's to add water. I can't tell you how much you can add. I find it achis, the mummy's topped up right to the top. There's no allowance to add any water at all to it. A grape juice, you can also add to wine. There's no problem adding grape juice, because grape juice is called boplekoffen. So if you've got half of wine and half grape juice, that's zikr, all right. But if someone's got it too strong, he wants to add water to it, it's hard to know how much water you're allowed to add. So I'm saying, if you make this concoction, which I'm telling you, that's definitely okay to do. And then you can add that will be all right. Sorry? Yeah, that's the clear what you can do. What do you do? I don't know, I find it hard to be, I mean, it's 100% wine, 100% grape juice. I find it hard to say they've added so much water to it already. But you have to know someone's in the business. I don't know. I don't know if someone's in the business. You have to ask someone who's in the business what they do, what they add. I don't know. It's a question I can't answer because I don't know. Sorry? Yeah, I'm telling you, someone told me he was once by a Shalashina somewhere by Rav Choshevarov. I don't want to say the Rav's name because I didn't check 100% details. He's told me the story a few times, and he said that in the coast, when they filled up the coast, there was a bit of a shortage of, it didn't reach the top. So this person told me he went to fill out with them, he wanted to get some water, and the Rav told him there that whatever water they've added, whatever the water they could have added, they've already added. Yeah, it could be on wine and grapes. I just find it a chiz now, because someone told me now, I spoke to someone not so long ago, he told me there's an abundance of grapes. They haven't got a shortage of grapes, so they're happy to use it all. So when they say 100% pure grape juice, they mean it, he said to me, because they there's plenty of it. So I don't know whether things have changed. I can't tell you the answer to this question. I don't know what the answer is. But it's important that one realises that whatever you can, it might be a problem. What you can add could be a problem. Sorry? Sorry, it was really a bad line. I can't hear what you're saying. I'm sorry. What? It's a good question. Yeah, Lechoy, it's a good question. Yeah, Lechoy, you can do that. I mean, I forgot to mention this before, because the hiddur, as I said to you before, it's a hiddur to raise it up, the wine. If a person wants to put marbles in, he wants to put anything in there which can raise it, Lechoy, that's good, yeah? That is good. Yeah, it's a good eater. Very good eater, Lechoy. Yeah. Okay, what you do is now the kais. What happens with the kais itself? So the kais should be lifted up with both hands. Let me just get a picture over here. I'm going to get my kais over here from there. I mean, you can't see me what I'm doing, but if you want to watch on the camera tomorrow, what you do is you take a kais, you fill it up with wine, then you lift the kais up with both hands, and then you hold it in your right hand. So you lift it up with both hands, looks like from the Shulchan Aruch, then you leave it in the right hand, because that's more choshuv. Left hand a person should hold in his left hand. A right hand a person should hold the kais in his right hand. It should be lifted a tefach above the table. It's about 8 centimeters above the table, not very much. I mean, it's like a, this has a hand. I've got actually a ruler here, 8 centimeters. Let me just show you here what it is. Here to here, 8 centimeters. Not very much, it's from here, from the table. Can you put the camera down a bit? Yeah, it's not very high, it's right about here. It's not very high. The bottom of the kais should be about 8 centimeters above the table. That makes it that the kais is the main feature of the kiddush. You're lifting it up and you're making it quite a major chelik of the kiddush. Say a left-handed person should hold it in his left hand. And then Api Kabbalah, Api Zohar, it looks like, the Zohar says, so one holds it in one's right hand, it looks like one can hold it how one wants in his right hand. One puts one's fingers around the kais. Alpi Zohar, it looks like there's an Indian to hold the kais in the palm of your hand and the finger should go around it. So again, Alpi Alocha, it looks like as long as you hold the kais in your right hand, that's good enough. What? Yeah, you can hang out much higher, but make sure you don't spill too much. Yeah, you can hold it up high if you want. But a tefach is the minimum, yeah. So you hold up a tefach from the thing. I say, according to the strict halacha, looks like from the Shulchan Aruch, if you put your hands around it, that's good enough. Our pi kabbalah, it looks like there's an inyan to put it in your palm of your hand and then wrap your fingers around it. So many people do that. That's our pi kabbalah, to put it around your hand. And I see you shouldn't wear gloves when you do kiddush. I'm supposed to say, now it looks like you don't want to hold the kiddush kais. So one shouldn't wear... what do you call it? One should not wear gloves. That's an interesting today's climate, what we're dealing with now. People are wearing gloves. It's like an interesting shayla. There are people doing it not because they don't want to touch the kosher mitzvah, because they do it for infection. I just heard a shayla tonight. Someone asked a shayla about someone wears gloves the whole time. He doesn't want to take his gloves off. He wants to know what to do about his dying for washing for bread. Because strictly speaking, if a person's got his hands covered the whole time, he doesn't have to wash the bread. He doesn't have to wash the bread. But what's over here? I mean, he could take it off. It's not so simple what's the halacha over here. Interesting shayla, Taka. So Nochemos, over here by the kais, what should happen is that the kiddush kais, you should hold in your right hand. And I say it should be in the palm of your hand. In the palm of your hand. I say according to the Zohar, according to the strict halacha, you hold it in your right hand, you put your fingers around it. According to the Zohar, it looks like the rule brings down, one should hold it in the palm of one's hands and wrap the fingers around the kais. Then you say Vayechulu. It looks like while you're saying Vayechulu, Shulchan Aruch says one should look at the neiros. That's halacha in Sivan, Resh Ayin Aleph, Siv Yud. Resh Ayin Aleph, Siv Yud. Kishmaschilin, when you start by Yechulu, I was talking about, Yitain Einom Beneiris. One should put one's eyes at the neiros. One should look at the candles when one starts saying by Yechulu. How much of it you have to see? Let's have a look. It's a good question, actually. Memchas. Yitain Einom Beneir. Vahu, it's a good support in eye. It's a good thing for curing eyesight. I don't think you have to do it the whole time. I don't think it has to be the whole of my head. I'm just looking at the Lashon and Rosh Hashanah. I don't know actually, because Shemaschil. I don't know. I have to check that. I'm not sure where that is. What part? If it's the whole of my head, or just a part? Sorry. The Mishnah remarks Lashon is because Shemaschil. Yitain ein obanez. When you start, you should put your eyes the nails. Ubi shas hakidosh b'koish l'brocha. But when you make the brochas, you look at the koish l'brochas. I'm not sorry. But interestingly enough, what you're saying is, well, I'm coming to you in 1 minute. You'll see what I mean. It's the Mishnah. The Ramah says you look at the kois when. So when you start vayichudin, you look at the neiros. Or b'shas hakiddush, at b'shas hakiddush, you look at the kois. Now I want to write down over here. Do you look at the wine or the kois? Oh, well, let me get Mr. Brewer here. You're saying what? Look at the wine or the kois? Yeah, that some people are mad because of that. That's right. Yeah, some people don't like saying opai, quite right. In the Mishnah Berurah, in Sivkot and Kupay Gimel, Sivkot and Yudches, he says over here, the Ramah says in Sivkot and Yudches, interesting thing, the Ramah, Noisen Boy Einov, you look at it, Shlo Yasiyah Dat, you know, it should not be Masiyah Das. That's talking about the Brocha. When you make the Brocha, you should look at it. He doesn't say what it means, but the Ramah in Kupay Gimel says, Al Kain, Ein Leukim Koish Shapib Tsar. A person shouldn't take a cup which is very narrow. Shekoin Glukglas, the Borokhanov, because you can't see into the wine, the Ramah says, yeah? So the Ramah says you shouldn't take a Koish which has got a very narrow opening on top because you can't see in the wine. Listen carefully. It says in Mishnah Berurah, because you can't see what's inside it. Hachroinim Hikshuel says, the Hachroinim asked on the Ramah, the Kavanah said Gemara, Masha Om Venus, when the Gemara says you put your eyes in it, Hainu Ba Kois, it means the cup. But Loyal Masha Matoicha, not what's inside it. But Al Kain, Ein Lahat was there, in any Yachal has to be Kalkiyache. You don't have to worry about this if you can't get another cane, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says the main Nakud is to look at the Kois. Interesting thing. The mice of the Ramah is the one who looked at the wine. It's clear from the Ramah that the Ramah meant the wine, because the Ramah says because of this, one shouldn't use a kois pimtsah. One shouldn't use a kois which has got a very narrow opening, because if it's a very narrow opening, says the Ramah, you can't see into the wine. So the Ramah klal, you look at the wine. But the Mishnah Berurah is asking on the Ramah that lechayra, you shouldn't have to do this, because the ik is not the wine, the ik is the kois. I don't know, it's an Indian to what's the idea? What's the idea of looking at the kois? What's the idea? He says over here, Yitin Ein Oban Le'as, and Mishnah Berurah says, what's the mind of looking at the thing? Mishnah Berurah says here in Reish Ein Aleph, Sivkot and Memtes, Hainu Deshom of Wars, Yitin Ein Oban Le'as, Bracha, Shaloi Yasiach Datu. The whole idea is to make you not distract. That's all it is. Again, it comes out from what we're learning tonight, that when you say Vayechulu, at least the beginning of Vayechulu, you should look at the neiros. Look at the candles. When you say the kiddush, the bo'er pri hagofen, and the birchas hayoyim, you should be looking at, the Ramah seems to be saying you should look at the wine, and the Mishnah Berurah says that many achrayim say you can look at the kois. But that many mafarshim say as well, someone who used to say kiddush from the city, he doesn't know it off by heart, he got more kavana when he's, what do you call it, looking inside, then there's no problem with looking inside the siddur. He's allowed to look at the sidderal, and he can say from the sidderal, even though he's not looking at the kois. So what you should do is look at, just for a few seconds, look at the kois, to be Makai and the Minig, and then what you should do is you should say the nusach from the sidder, from the zemiris, or whatever it is, in order you don't make a mistake at all. That's what you should do. Okay? That's what the Mephoshim say. But the Eved, one's Yotze Kiddush, even if one's not holding the kois in the way we spoke about tonight. In fact, Al Kedei Kach, it says you could even be Yotze Kiddush, you have to, if the bottle's on the table, actually. Even if you're not holding it at all. So that's not Lechatchila, but it's not Lechatchila. But the Eved, one is Yotze that way as well. But Lechatchila, one should hold it in the way that we said. That means one holds it in one's right hand, the mochosh of a hand, a left hand, the person will hold it in his left hand. And strictly speaking, according to Halacha, you put your hands around it. Our Pikabola, we said, it should be in the palm of your hand. And the fingers should wrap around the actual kois itself. That's what that should be done. And then one says Kiddush. I say, Vayechulu, the beginning of Vayechulu, one looks at the Neiris, Then, for the brachas, the boi prak offer, the kiddush hayom, one looks at the ramah, says the wine, and the mishruah seems to be saying that's good enough to look at the kos. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a very good night. All right. Yeah. Kol tov, hatzlacha rabba. Kol tov.